Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 24, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter July 24, 2021. If only a certain number of Jews would desire a good connection, to be as one whole, this would be enough for everyone to feel a good change of all their desires. Dating in the Vineyards. Question: today, when we talk about society, about people, the prohibition to marry members of other tribes for the people of Israel seems foreign to us. What if two young people fall in love with each other? Answer: in my opinion, in our time we already understand that there is no love. Love can be where there is a clear correspondence with the system of nature. Then people are not just looking for each other in the dark, trying to determine who can somehow get close to whom. It all depends on how much they can perform the highest function together. When they both connect to it and complement each other in this, because one cannot reach the next step without the other, then they are really able to be together and have found their correct state. Question: previously, people had such an opportunity to unite and get married. But the elders of Israel cancelled this law. Why? What happened? Answer: I can only say one thing: no one has ever cancelled the laws of the Torah. And the fact that it says that young men and girls went out to vineyards outside the cities and got to know each other there, as modern youth get to know each other, is hard to believe, because it means completely different conditions, a different time, a different upbringing, and a different attitude of people to each other. You can even take some of the current African nations who live according to their primitive, if I may say so, laws. They also do not have such a general permissiveness as the European peoples, where there is an exit to the vineyards between the stone jungles in big cities. This is not what is being said. All this is absolute allegory. There is none of this, especially in the people where from an early age everyone was brought up only to maintain the correct unification with each other. Question: are we talking here about some kind of elevated spiritual states? Answer: of course. The state of attaining the light of Hochma is called the vineyard. This is a very high level. In order to achieve such a state, one must prepare for it and undergo a serious correction in the light of Hasidim. Then, after the breaking, after the ninth of Av, after discovering all your negative properties and qualities, you will be able to overcome them, so that in a week, on the 15th of Av, you will go through the last correction and reach the state where you can really find contact with that level of the Nukva's desire, the feminine quality, when connection with it gives you the opportunity to fully reveal the light of Hochma. This is a very serious thing. Here we do not mean any carnal actions, but the appearance of the Messiah, that is, the light of the Deliverer, which lifts humanity above its egoism into the spiritual world. Question: so, this is not at all about what is written? Answer: do you really think that such a serious thing as the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of how guys and girls meet once a year somewhere outside the city? Nevertheless, much what is written in Kabbalah has, as it were, an erotic connotation, since it is a matter of combining the desire to receive and the desire to bestow. The desire to bestow is masculine, the desire to receive is feminine, and therefore, it is described like this in Song of Songs and other primary sources. From Cab TV's Spiritual States. Day of Love, 2 Bav. Their heart melted. Joshua 5:1. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, who were on the side of the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until they had passed over, that their heart melted, nor was the spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. Question: does the Creator show the people's egoistic desires, inhabiting the land of Israel, that their end has come? Answer: yes, for this, the Israelites performed special actions, They united and rose above themselves until they suppressed their egoistic desires. Therefore, these desires no longer prevented them from crossing the border from the desert to the land of Israel, meaning to take the last steps from Malkhut to Bina, to the quality of bestowal. In other words, those egoistic peoples inhabiting the land of Israel, which exist in each of us, already understand that a force has arrived that will not allow them to resist this state. And then there will be a rebound. On one hand, it is said that there is no longer a spirit in them before the people of Israel. On the other hand, wars will begin because the Israelites themselves will cease to comply with the conditions of staying in the land of Israel, being in desires directed only to the Creator. Then, accordingly, there will be different laws acting on the Jews, and, as it is written allegorically, they will be attacked by other tribes living in the land of Israel. Question: because the Jews abandoned the laws? Answer: of course. Exactly the same thing is happening today. The laws are immutable. By entering the land of Israel, we do not fit this land. Everything depends on us. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 5, 2021. Choice according to society. Balha Sulam, the freedom, moreover, even determining the type of pleasure and benefit are entirely out of one's own free choice, but follows the will of others, as they want, and not he. For example, I sit, I dress, I speak, and I eat. I do all these not because I want to sit that way, or talk that way, or dress that way, or eat that way, but because others want me to sit, dress, talk, and eat that way. It all follows the desire and fancy of society, and not my own free will. Society absolutely determines our free will. If you go to China, for example, and live there for 20 to 30 years, you will begin to gradually share their tastes and see things and think like them. What is more, I do all this according to the majority. Of course, the majority has an impact on us, and not unique individuals. It is more comfortable for me to behave simply and freely, but I am enslaved in every movement I make and tied down by iron chains to the tastes and manners of others who make up the society. So where is my free will? There is no freedom in the frameworks we speak of. Because I am operated on, however, unknowingly and having no choice, there is no room for reward and punishment. What can there be reward or punishment for if we are constantly forced to behave the way we do? If the Creator has created me the way I am, I cannot do anything about it. No matter how hard I try, even if I try to change myself tens of times and turn upside down, everything is still His doing and His nature. So initially, even before I am born, and when I have completed everything, everything is His actions inside me, and I have absolutely no free will. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, May 12, 2019. Don't lose your optimism. Question: I am an optimist by nature and I feel joy and inspiration by studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. But when I connect to people, I discover that most of them are pessimistic, depressed, and what I say even makes them angry. How should I manage my feelings of happiness correctly? Answer: the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us how to ascend above our nature. We see the world from within us, through our egoistic desires. If we don't like something, we are immediately irritated, we become apathetic and depressed. The wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us how to ascend above our egoism, how to be alert and ready to advance in our connections with other people and understand each other. To put it bluntly, we need to disrespect our ego and ignore it. At first it is very difficult. There isn't a person who doesn't succumb to his or her ego, who doesn't give in to its pressure, and who doesn't feel sorry or distressed. But then everything is balanced and we advance forward, overcome our egoism, and ascend above it. Everything depends on the extent to which we are in a united group that can help each other in our connections and constantly increase the property of the Creator in our eyes, the attribute of love and bestowal, the ascent above our ego, and the exit from it. If we set such an example for each other, even when we don't feel so good internally, we help our friends and then they help us, and thus we go through this period. The period when we are depressed and under the control of the ego is not easy and is quite long. It is called the exile in Egypt because Pharaoh, our ego, dominates us. So your friends are already in this state and you are in it not yet. I hope you will not lose your optimism and that you will continue to show your warmth and enthusiasm to your friends. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 14, 2019. When connections break down. Question: It is unbelievable what is going on in the world right now. All bonds are breaking down. A mother can sell her own child. Crazy things are happening. Are you saying that this is being revealed on purpose? Answer: This is being revealed due to our oppositeness to the ideal system we actually exist in, but we do not correspond to it at all. At the same time, the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed, the methodology that explains how we can bring ourselves into conformity with this system in order to be in perfect comfort. Up to this point, Kabbalists hid it and now are revealing it because only now there is a need for it. Through implementing it, it is possible to correct people so that they conform to the general law of bestowal and love. This is a law of nature. If you do not observe it, you feel bad. Observe it, and everything will be fine. In principle, in our corporeal sciences, we study how to observe the laws of nature and at the same time how to get the most benefit for ourselves. It is the same here. Therefore, Kabbalah is called Hochmat Kabbalah, which means the wisdom of receiving. It is the correct reception of the upper energy, matter, consciousness, eternity, pleasure, and attainment. From Cab TV's close-up.